Jamie's next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Calling from Mesa. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Well, I got my rear patio, the ceiling of it, all the texture is bubbling and peeling and falling off the drywall. And I'm wondering if there's a way, I guess one question is that a common problem or what causes it? And is there a way to maybe cover it up with like a full wood paneling or some tug and groove or something so it doesn't keep handling instead of just patching the drywall and repainting?
Well, that is pretty common with drywall on a back patio to lose the tape adhesion, the paint adhesion. And I'll tell you what's happening, Jamie, is as that drywall goes to the outside edge and meets that fascia or bar drafter, there's an exposed edge of sheetrock there that is actually acting like a sponge and absorbing just the humidity that's in the air, much less any water that may be getting in there from a possible roof leak at the seam of the patio roof and the home roof. We tell people the only way you can expect to get a reasonable amount of life out of sheetrock on a back patio ceiling is we encourage them to use the moisture-resistant board like you would use behind a shower or a tub. Use the moisture-resistant tape and joint compound. Paint it with 3 or 4 good coats of paint, but then never, ever forget to go around the outside edge and caulk that seam all the way around the outside to keep the moisture from coming in from around the edges. I would not encourage you to mount anything on top of that sheetrock. Go ahead and remove the sheetrock and then go back with a T111 or a wood siding material of your choice. I would not leave the sheetrock there.
So if I do want to cover it, take the sheetrock down and then just put the material up there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes perfect sense. I appreciate the information.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the call.
Two things. The next home I will build, no structural wood, including trusses, roof trusses, no drywall.
Bada bing, bada boom. Okay. How are you going to build your roof?
Steel.
Okay.
Steel trusses and a metal roof, or red one. Red metal roof.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I used to like green, but I'm right now I like the red ones better.
You're in the red.
And just hope it don't hail. Oh, that's going to be noisy.
Oh, well, the insulation will drown that out. Okay. Except when you're sitting on the patio.
Yeah,
you got to enjoy the sound of rain on a tin roof on the patio. Absolutely. On a monsoon afternoon.
All right. Now, speaking of insulation, we have this fellow, James, who ran to the hardware store this morning in Tucson, and he's trying to decide what insulation to buy for some kind of project he has at his home. And so he called in during the Arizona hour, and Jennifer got his name, and Gary got his name and phone number. And the question was, do I buy faced or unfaced insulation in new drywall? 90% of all homeowners that I see do their own insulation do it completely wrong. They buy faced because they're convinced that extra layer of moisture barrier is worth the few cents that it costs more. And then they hang it from the inside of the house. So the moisture barrier is stapled to the inside of the house. That's 100% backwards. And you're not getting half the insulation value that you could be getting from the same insulation if it was installed correctly. So if you, homeowner, are doing a modification of an existing room that has existing exterior walls, and you're stripping the sheetrock to maybe rewire the room, when you're done, do not buy bat insulation and unfold the bats and staple it to the inside of the sheetrock. The insulation, the spun fiberglass insulation, must be touching the back of the sheetrock, or it's not insulating anything. Now, another great option would be in these outside walls. Finish running your wiring and your plumbing and go with a spray foam insulation, then apply the sheetrock. That's probably the best of all worlds. If you want to get somewhere close to that, with all of this insulation removed, caulk the joint between the 2x4 stud, 2x6 stud, and your exterior siding. Caulk around all the electrical outlet penetrations in the outside wall. Caulk or use the Expand-A-Foam product in a can. Then apply your fiberglass insulation. Then apply your sheetrock. Just caulking all of those joints will accomplish a lot of what the more expensive spray insulation foam will accomplish, filling the whole cavity. So there's steps 1, 2, and 3. Never hang faced insulation with the paper facing the inside of your living space. You're doing it exactly backwards. And that triggered a couple more questions about insulation, but I guess we're going to need to get to those after the bottom of the hour break. Any question you've got, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, and we'll do the best we can to put our combined 50 years of home remodeling, Arizona home remodeling and building, to work for you. We'll give you tips. We'll give you favorite brand names. We'll give you the tools that we like to use. We'll make it as easy as we can for you, even to the point if you want it done, we'll send you to our website, Arizona's number one contractor referral network in the entire state, RosieOnTheHouse.com.